Go Loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher. I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How are you doing, everybody? Welcome to episode 156 of the Staller Podcast. Staller is a Go Loud original podcast. So it is.
Fucking right.
Was fucking on a plane, like, what would you say? Like a pilot on a plane saying that, well, we're 5,000.
Like an air hostess,
yeah.
You were like, hello, ladies and gentlemen, please buckle your seatbelts, and I'd love to see you down there. In another world, in another universe, you are an air hostess showing people how to put on seatbelts.
And that's a fact.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Let's go.
How are you doing? We're 10,000 people.
You okay?
Grant. Fucking grand.
Are you? What you got up to this week? No good, I'd imagine.
Oh, mischief, man.
Acting the maggie?
Oh, proper.
Were you?
Yeah.
I love that
phrase. Fucking robbed the post office.
Did you? Did you get a few quid off it?
And GTA, I did.
Did you have post offices in GTA?
The post office job was CJ. Funny enough, I have a mate called CJ as well. No, I just... fucking down fuck all with me life, man.
I love it.
Got some Tate Almighty Munch flavour crisps there.
Lovely stuff, dog. Fucking nice. Add that to me collection.
You're going to have a big collection of Tato now.
That's four now. So I have the Spice Bag Tatos, Mighty Munch Tatos, the Stew.
The Meanies.
The Stew Tatos and the Meanies Tatos.
Yeah.
So that's like four. That makes a neat case. I'm going to put them in a case now.
If you go into a pawn shop and show them the Stew one. Stew, is it? Or Spice Bag?
Spice bag, sorry.
Spice bag flavor.
No, yeah.
They're going to say, that's the holy grail.
Yeah, that's the one. We want that one. Fuck the rest of them. We want the spice bag one.
No one else in the whole of Ireland is collecting like limited packets of fucking Tato anyway.
For good reason, because it's a stupid thing to do. But you know what? I'm stupid. I'm an idiot. And they're just in me getting, and the kids are like, can I have a packet of crisps? And I'm like, no, and we don't have any. And they're like, there's crisps up there. And I'm like, they're not for eating, are they?
Collectibles.
That's your inheritance. Don't eat your inheritance.
I'm going to go to your gaff and I'm going to stand on them.
You better not.
Wouldn't do that.
Stand on you if you do.
Imagine doing that. That'd be terrible.
Speaking of collectibles, today on the podcast, Darren, you have started a collection of...
It's in the process, a collection of football cards.
Yes, which is very interesting and you're going to have me hooked. Speaking of me giving hooks, I talk about battering one of the great apes in the zoo.
Yeah, because you went to Dublin Zoo and you thought to yourself, I could probably batter one of them.
Still think so.
I don't.
You also have a go at one of the world's most loved musicians.
And a good one.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
It's brutal. But we'll get into
just before going to a Taylor Swift concert as well, actually. It's only occurring to me now. You're making this big public stand against her before you go... stand in fancy dress, mind you, in a field among her fans.
Reluctantly, I might add, and it's not the only time I got dressed up. I got dressed up to go see the Pope in Rome for me honeymoon. So we talk about that. And your honeymoon is coming up.
Viva la Vega.
It's going to be fun.
And did you ever know where eels come from?
Yeah, because we got a listener question about eels.
You probably never thought about where eels came from, but it's very, very interesting.
It's fascinating.
They could be fucking aliens.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're not.
Maybe.
No, probably not.
Probably not.
Don't know.
They are. It's all coming up on the Staller Podcast.
We never really do that.
No.
I think we should do that more. Give people be like, oh, well, I want to hear that.
Early our start. We started 11 a.m.
Yeah.
Crack of dawn for these two.
Oh, it's fucking, that's early. It's early doors.
I miss alarm clocks.
They still have to have them on.
On your phone, but it's not the same. I want one that has the little hammer, that ding ding in between the two bells. That one, that's an alarm clock.
That's a proper alarm clock.
One that you can pick up and throw at the wall like in a Hollywood movie, like, wah! And it smashes and there's springs and shit goes everywhere. That's what I want. Red. A red alarm clock.
Daddy Go Loud might get you one.
Willie.
Ah, he said Willie. Great.
That is content. That is great content.
Yeah.
He said Willie.
How long did you have to hone your craft for? Like, was it hard over the years to get to this level of comedy?
Just by myself, really.
Yeah.
It's, Darren's more than comedy. Darren is a personality. Darren is...
I love that. That's a really nice thing.
That means nothing. Darren is a personality. What the fuck does that mean?
Darren is a thing.
I've never seen you. His whole face lit up when I said there was a personality. You're like, oh, okay, all right.
Just never had that before. No one ever said that to me.
Well, now, there you go. Now you give me a compliment.
You're wanker.
Ah, fuck's sake.
You're a person. You're not a comedian, you're a person.
Aw, do you mean that? Thank you.
Fucking lids that get stuck to the bottle, man, I swear to God.
Poxy.
Do you say you're collecting something?
I've started playing Pokemon Go again. So I'm collecting Pokemon.
Digital
around.
Pokemon with no value.
Well, there's a personal value. It's personal value to it. And nobody's really playing it anymore. So you can take over all these gyms. And I'm like in charge of a lot of gyms now. I've got my Pokemon sitting there and I'm like...
You're like fucking Ben Dunn.
Yeah.
The new Ben Dunn.
All the gyms. The gym master.
Is this like, we've probably had a listener question along the lines of what would you do if you were the last person left on Earth? Is that a bit like what it's like playing Pokemon Go now?
Well, I mean, so long as like all the servers remained up.
But as in, you within your little world of Pokemon Go, you're the only one there.
You do, you can...
Are other people like on the screen, if they're close by, can you see an avatar of someone else?
No. But if you go to a gym, there'll be people at the gym. Or if you go to a raid, where you're raiding a Pokemon egg.
Raiding?
Oh, yeah.
Like robbing
eggs from Pokemon nests. Then there'll be people there. But like, you'd have to go to the location and there would physically be other people standing around.
And there is other people now in this moment. Like, have you came across this?
Not a lot.
Really?
Not a lot. I'm definitely on my own. But there used to be...
Scarce, look.
There used to be gangs.
I remember when that came out, there was like stories about people walking out in front of cars and everything.
Yeah. Dopes. Idiots.
Mewtwo's on the M50, boys.
I walked into a pole.
Did you?
Genuinely walked into a pole.
Recently?
When it first came out, like in 2020 or whatever it was, 2019.
I tell you, when it first came out, I was up in the Botanic Gardens and everything.
It was fucking brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant.
Would you have a bit of that on?
No.
Fuck's sake. Why not?
Pokemon. I don't know. Even though I don't look it, I am older than Joe. And those couple of years, I think it's just Pokemon seems very, very childish to me.
Maybe I'm just trying to hold on to my youth a little bit more as I'm getting...
Pokemon is very childish.
You're clinging on to that youth, aren't you?
It's childish, yeah, but like it's still...
It gets it out of the house.
There's nostalgia to it.
I think I'd miss the Pokemon.
Not even the Pokemon Go, though, with the phone?
No. Sure, why would I get into that if I don't understand who any of these little...
Well, that came out like 6-7 years ago.
Yeah.
It was big.
Oh yeah.
Big thing.
It was big.
I'm surprised it's still there.
Yeah, I can't believe it's still going. Like, I thought that was fucking...
So you're just wandering around on your own?
Yeah, I had it on my old phone. And then Oliver was watching Pokemon. And I was like, that Pokemon Go was great. So then I downloaded it and I could sign into my old account. And I was like, they were all there. And then I was like, there's no one at this gym. I'm taking that gym.
That's fucking my gym now.
My gym now. And they all are. There's not a gym out in Coolock that I don't own.
That's Joe's gym. Don't go in there. They'd be in there raiding the place.
It does kind of feel like you're the last man on earth. Like I'm the only person playing this fucking game.
I'm going to fucking play it now.
No, don't.
And take over some gyms.
Don't take over my gyms, man. Please.
Have you got like Pikachu?
Man, I've got Raichu. With a sun hat and sunglasses. Pikachu. Get out of town.
I'm
my Pikachu's
a collection
evolved.
Of me own. A physical collection of me own.
What are you collecting?
Football cards.
Are you going to say stickers?
I was going to say stickers.
Are you collecting stickers?
No, man. No.
I can't judge now. I can't
football cards.
Football. What do you mean football cards? Like top trumps?
No, like panini.
Panini?
No, panini.
The sandwich?
They're nice as well, but no, the card company.
Not familiar with panini.
You know panini?
Yeah.
And Maryland and...
Oh. Maryland. Oh, no, Maryland.
Tops.
That's what I said, top trumps.
Tops is different to top trumps. Top trumps is a card game.
Okay. But does a man your age with the money that you have not have the freedom to just go in and buy boxes of these stickers?
So the cards that I'm after ordering a box of cards.
Yeah.
They're Euro 24 ones.
So you can just buy all of them.
250 quid.
Did you spend 250 quid on... So Pokemon Go is free.
Yeah. So it's 250 quid for this box of cards, right? But there's other ones as well. Oh, I've went down the rabbit hole, man.
Are you not saving for a fucking wedding?
And cards. A wedding and cards. Because it's like called a chase. Like, so when a box gets released, people are chasing like the really rare ones. Like, say, like one of ones. There's only one in the world, like, and they're in these boxes. Like, the odds in getting that, man. Do you know what I mean? And then there's like rookie cards and stuff. So like rookie cards are worth more because that player might become like Ronaldo, and the Ronaldo rookie cards are worth like fucking 400,000 quid. Like, do you know that way?
Are they?
Yeah, it's mad.
It's 400,000 quid?
Yeah, man, it's mad. I have a sticker, right? A Premier League sticker, right? Listen to me.
So go on.
It's a shiny Ronaldo from 2004. It's a Premier League sticker from back in... Remember you used to collect them? With
yeah, I remember them, yeah, yeah.
So I have like about 20 of them, not just Ronaldo, like Roy Keane and all signed and all them like headshot ones, you know them?
Signed?
They were all signed, like not, it was like printed.
Digitally
like,
signed.
Remember?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like I was looking at this Ronaldo sticker I have, it's like his fourth season with United, and this card, like a mint condition, like, and this one went for 15 grand. 15 fucking grand, like.
Can I sell it?
It's a bit worn, like, you know, it, like a look at it's fine, but it's judged on the corners and the just what it looks like, you know, that way.
Surely you'd still get something for
it. I'd say you'd probably get about 2 grand.
What the fuck are you doing? Sell it.
Mad, isn't it?
That is insane.
Isn't that mad?
Yeah.
And there's cards now in these boxes that go for like a lot of money as well, like Haaland and stuff like and all that. Like it's just, it's mental.
How many cards do you get in the box?
Like probably 80 cards.
For €250?
Yeah. Like this ain't no match attack shit.
So that's like five, that's like €4 a card.
Yeah.
And what do you do with them? Do you play games with them?
No, it's literally like a hobby for the chase, like to see if you can get like something big.
But who's buying the big ones? Like, let's say you find...
Rich people are buying, like say Kobe Mainoo, right?
Yeah.
Like he's in his rookie season, like it's his debut. So if he's class by the end of his career and you have this card and you get it graded, like it could go for fucking mad money down the line, like.
By who? Who's buying them?
Rich people.
Why?
It's just big, like, they just want them. Like, there's a whole industry, like, we're all cards, like. Like, I was on a website, and it's called, like, 130point.com, and you type in, like, say, a card, and it shows you, like, the value of it and how many of them were sold. And, like, I was looking at some of them are going for, like, fucking, like, 800 to, like, a couple of grand.
I mean, if they're that pricey, surely you can fake them.
In what way?
Just get fake ones made.
Like, you get fake ones from AliExpress or something, but, like, there's a whole process. If you get it graded, like, they know. Do you know the way?
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I'm going to get a fake Ronaldo one and sell it to you for 2 grand.
Well, now that I know.
Well, somebody.
Is it all the same brand?
It's not all the same brand.
Three separate brands.
Okay, yeah.
But you spent 200...
Show me what you bought.
What did you buy?
Yeah, what did you buy?
I'll show you.
I mean, I'm happy you have a hobby.
Better than fucking crypto, anyway.
Oh,
take that back.
Top's finest.
That's what you bought.
2024.
Will you not open them at home and open them here with us and go through them?
I'll open them at home.
Ah, we could capture the moment where you pack a Ronaldo.
Do you want to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope you fucking get someone decent.
Yeah. Would you be into that?
I mean, something like that would pique my interest.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Like the potential of just, it's like scratch cards, basically.
Yeah, like it's pretty much gambling.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah, you could be onto something. Like I'm intrigued.
You're intrigued to see where the journey goes.
I'm into it.
Are you?
I think I am, yeah. I'm into it.
You'll have a bit of that.
I hope you pack Ronaldo.
There's still one out there.
Like, because this could be Ronaldo's last Euro. So if you pack Ronaldo, that's €1 million. Easy.
Down the line.
Yep. And I always said that you're my best mate. And we go way back, me and you, Darren. So if you get that Ronaldo one.
I never thought I'd be a millionaire, but I feel more confident with it now.
Yeah.
With this little venture.
I'll put it out to the universe and I'll put in a good
lick
word.
Lick that there. Fucking stone.
What's I'll suck on the crystal.
The crystal, yeah.
I'll suck the crystal. Say, suck please, the life out
please
of
please
it.
Please give him a shiny Ronaldo autographed. If you swallow chewing gum, it gets stuck to your heart and you have a heart attack. Remember that?
Went to the zoo on the weekend.
Of course he did.
Of course he did.
Of course he went to the zoo.
Well, it was Father's Day. So we went in. When was the last time you were in the zoo?
Probably about 4 or 5 years ago.
Do you remember the last time you were in the zoo?
Yeah, it would have been last summer, I'd say. I got kids, so.
I don't.
I do. I'm not going again.
I wouldn't be in the zoo often now myself.
What?
That's going to be the last time I go to the zoo.
Ooh, crack.
Couldn't see any of the animals.
They're always hiding in Dublin Zoo.
Yeah, the enclosures are too good.
There's something very scary though where the gorillas are. They were separated by like a little like bed of water around it.
Oh yeah, you feel like they could just jump over.
Jump over that, like.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a few big islands,
and there's tires hanging off ropes. Yeah,
and
that's old.
There's a path all the way around it
of water going around it.
And yeah, no, but there's a path that goes all the way around it. And yeah, there's like the moat between you and the gorilla island.
What's stopping them?
I don't know how many gorillas actually can make that jump.
None.
You've watched a lot of King Kong in your time, you know.
Oh yeah.
You may not
Planet
be
Planet of the Apes mainly, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Caesar and the boys.
They're chimps, aren't they?
He'd make the jump.
Yeah. There's chimps there though too, who could jump across that moat if they really thought about it.
I feel like think one the of chimps these are behind some fence though, I think.
Do you not think one of the days one of the monkeys gonna make the jump?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the day that he rises.
It's like fucking the Dark Knight Rises.
Oh yeah. I thought you were going to say Planet of the Apes, which would have been far more.
Do you know when he's trying to get out?
Oh, I hear him.
When he's trying to get out of the fucking cave thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, they didn't use the rope. And then he does it and he gets out.
Yeah.
Monkey's going to do that in Dublin Zoo one day.
It's an interesting reference.
The orangutans, I'm pretty sure, they go over the path. Like, they have their enclosure and then there's a rope that goes over the path to another large tree. And then they go down that into another little enclosure on the far side of the path. So, I don't know. Maybe they could just drop off the rope if they felt like it. I guess they're not too worried. They're dangerous. I don't know.
They're afraid
of orangutans. They tear the face off you.
Oh, that's true, actually. Yeah, sorry, you're dead right.
That's happened to people that own them as pets.
Yeah. Dunstan Checks In.
Oh, what a fucking film.
Yeah, you having some of that?
Dunstan Checks In.
Yeah. Fucking hell. Classic. Classic 90s where you watch fucking
Baby's Day Out.
I was, do you know what? I was going to, speaking of 90s films, I was going to bleed.
Can I just say a word on behalf of orangutans?
Before? Go on.
They are, it's hard to piss one off, it seems. They're very, they're not aggressive. Chimps are much more aggressive.
Chimps?
But if you...
I bet you could piss an orangutan off.
If
you could piss any animal off.
Yeah.
Just let him listen to this podcast.
You could piss off.
You could. Like, it's definite.
But if once you do, you're in trouble because they are very strong. And their bite is very strong.
Just give him a box, though. I think
he'll probably have...
Oh, no, that's a
while you're thinking of giving him a dig, he'll have your arm off you.
Slow turns. Get inside and his big arms, like, you know, boom, to the ribs. I think I could knock out an orangutan. Break his jaw. Big jaws on him and all. I'd say they have a weak chin.
He bad deal, man.
Because orangutans aren't used to getting smacks in the face. They just kind of scratch and pull, but they don't go, boom, closed knuckles.
Frighten them, like... Like, what the fuck?
Uppercut.
An orangutan can have strength, I don't know how solid this is, but it says up to 5 times that of a human.
Just like a UFC fighter, really.
Yeah, but like without the intelligence.
Human, like, obviously, but.
Like an orangutan wouldn't be able to get out of like a chokehold.
I think he would.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
What about like an armbar? Do you think an orangutan could get out of an armbar?
I don't even think he'd be able to get to that point.
Do you not think so?
No.
You think I could get around his back, like, and then choke him out? Pull his hair all over.
They are quick, man.
Eddie.
Think of the strength, like, five humans.
Yeah, but just two arms. He still has two arms. It doesn't matter how strong he is.
You just go like that and he take you off your feet and throw you.
I'd break his fingers. See, orangutans don't have the intelligence.
So what are you
doing?
Are you jumping around his back or break his fingers?
I'll do it all. Look, I'll go. This is what I'll do. I'll jump around his back. I'll say, come on, you. And I'll piss him off. And the orangutan will be like, right, you want a bit of this? Let's go. And then I'll go in, hit him in the stomach, go around the back, take him by the neck. And then he'll reach his big orangutan arms over the back to try and grab me by the neck. Then he'll grab his little finger and break it.
Right.
And then he'll be like, what the fuck? That never happens when I fight another orangutan. Then he gets scared. And then I'll bleed and choke him out. Can you choke out a monkey? An orangutan?
Can you choke out an ant?
Yeah.
You choke out anything.
I'd box the head off an orangutan. It'd be scary. I'm not saying it wouldn't be scary. I'd be frightened. But I think I could handle myself.
So is that what you did in Dublin Zoo? Were you kind of looking at the orangutans and saying, I'd box the head off that one?
Yeah. I mean, I started low. The monkey started small. They were like the little capuchin things. I was like, I'd boot the head off one of them.
I know, you battle one of them.
Yeah.
Handy.
And then I just woke my way up. A chimp. They have a weird shape. They have much longer. I know orangutan has long arms as well, but they're slower. Chimp is faster and more erratic, whereas an orangutan is a big slow fucker.
I'm watching a video here of an orangutan being released back into the jungle, and he gets out of his cage. The cage is a big, heavy thing, right? You can see this here, Joe. So the cage, the big metal cage, right, large enough to fit an ape. Look at that. Just tossing the thing around. Just tossing this giant metal crate around with one hand.
The crate's not fighting back, though.
Do you think anyone believes this, Joe? Do you genuinely think that
I think the only time you'll ever be an ape or any monkey in a fight is in Celebrity Deathmatch.
No, have a look at that,
Celebrity.
Darren.
He's a celebrity.
Him?
Aww.
Is that the nicest thing I've
That's
ever said?
That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me, man.
The strength of an orangutan is 5 to 7 times that of a human. They can lift up to 225 kilos. And their grip strength is 270 kilos. So when you put your arm bar on him and he grips your forearm,
yeah,
you're going to be crushed. It's going to be 270 kilos of force on...
You wouldn't get a chance.
...your... Decidedly average forearms, Joe.
I just knock him out, first punch. He'd be like, what the fuck was that? Wouldn't see me coming. They don't know.
Can't believe how invested we are in this.
Precision over power all the time.
I'm reading a Reddit thread where this question was asked.
Was it McGuckin123?
Someone just makes the point that they're extremely strong, but they're not the most mobile of the apes. So if you're tactical, maybe.
So you give me a chance?
No.
You said maybe, and you called me a celebrity. This is a great day for me. This is a good day.
Take him down a notch, John. No, he's not. Take it while you can, then.
No.
Just, we're presuming that the ape wants to fight, yeah?
Oh, yeah, I've been wrecking his head.
You've been winding him up all day.
Throwing bananas at him and he doesn't want any.
Like that ad years ago with the Rolos.
Yeah, with the elephant.
With the elephant, but it's a monkey and you're eating the Rolos and slagging him.
Yep. And he comes at me, he's like, right, do you want to fucking go, you little smart cunt? Come here and I'll dig the head off you, he says to me. I says, don't be talking to me like that. You slagging my man.
I'd love to go to Dublin Zoo and see you in an enclosure fighting a monkey. Saying, I'm not fighting you before MK.
I can't believe we started off talking about the trip to the zoo and it ended up with this grotesque celebration of violence against one of the great apes. Talking about breaking his fingers and I break his fingers.
No, I wouldn't. Well, I would be capable of it, but I wouldn't do
it. If there's any sympathy left out there for you among the listenership.
For me?
I think you drained a lot of it with the way you treated that Ticketmaster employee at St. Anne's. And I think now we may have hit rock bottom here. People love orangutans.
They're lovable.
I love them too. Listen, there was no orangutans to be seen. There was no monkeys to be seen. The lions were asleep. Couldn't see any of the wolves. The penguins were hiding.
Rumour has there's no animals in there.
Oh, that's a conspiracy you could get behind. The enclosures are too nice. What's the point of having a zoo if you're going to just hide the animals?
It's the animals hiding though.
Don't give them places to hide. You know, make
it. I think
it,
you have to give them that option. Do you think you'll ever go to Laura Park?
Never heard of it.
It's in Tenerife. Would you ever go to
Tenerife? No, I'm sorry. We've heard about Laura Park before.
No, that's a zoo. That's a zoo.
It's where you saw the whale.
Oh, the whale.
I don't like that part. I already said I don't like that part.
That's the quickest 180 I've ever seen in my life.
I actually don't like that zoo. No.
Yeah,
no,
boo.
That whale, boo.
That whale was very sad, wasn't he?
He was fucking disgusted.
What type of whale was he? Killer whale? Orca?
Orca.
Orca.
Not a whale.
Yeah. Get out of town.
Dolphin.
Yep.
Is it, yeah?
Not a whale.
Of course it's a whale.
Not a whale. It's a really big dolphin.
But it's called?
We're not told that.
An orca whale.
It's called a whale.
Yeah, it's called a killer whale. Its actual name is an orca, so...
Don't call me a whale, I'm actually a dolphin.
Who do you think you are? Call me a whale.
Who the fuck do you think you are?
Talk to me.
Yeah, it's a type of dolphin.
And a whale?
Has
to be.
Doesn't.
Free Willy? Doesn't references a whale.
I watched Free Willy over the weekend before we went
did
to the
you?
Zoo. We did.
Is that what you were going to say earlier about the 90s film?
Yeah.
What did he think?
When the whale was on... It was fun.
Were they frightened?
No. It's a lovely whale.
True.
Dolphin, whatever.
Whale.
But there's a story behind that whale.
A true story?
Yeah, yeah. To give a bit of context, Free Willy is where a whale is captured in the wild and brought into...
An enclosure.
An enclosure in Oregon. And it's made to be a show pony. But then it's not playing ball. So the rich owner of the park... Yeah, it's depressed. But he makes friends with this kid who's able to do tricks with him because they're really intelligent animals. But the day that he's about to do a big show, he says he's not playing ball. And he smashes like a window underneath. Yeah. And so the owner decides to kill the whale by smashing the tank and letting it drown so he can get the insurance money for him. But doesn't the kid see this happening? He was there when it was happening. So he decides then to escape him and send him back to the wild. But the real story about that whale, whose original name was Kiko, that film was shot in Mexico.
Right.
And after that film...
Mexico.
there was such uproar, because that was actually a show whale. After that, there was such uproar about the film, they decided to release the whale into the wild. But he didn't get on with any of the other whales in the wild, and it kept coming back to the coast, like to try to be taken back to its humans again, like, you know. So eventually they did take him back to the humans, and then it's just like a whole mad story about it. The fact that he couldn't connect with the other whales, I think, is mad.
So he would have been in the enclosure since...
Since a little...
That's sad.
It's mad. 15-year-old orca who played Willie and became the first captured orca ever to return to the wild. They brought him to like Iceland because they done sonar and they tried to match his voice to other orcas, but they couldn't find his family, but they thought it was kind of up near the coast of Greenland. So they released him into Greenland. They kind of had like an open inlet so it could come to its people, because it connected with people more than it did with whales. So every time it went out, it came back and it just wanted to communicate with the humans. So the humans then said, right, just ignore him and then hopefully he'll just go away, which was absolutely heartbreaking.
Mm.
And then he disappeared for like 3 months and they couldn't find him. And then they did find him and he had like pneumonia and he was dying and he was sick. They recognised him because he had the floppy fin.
Yeah.
He wasn't communicating with any of them. And as soon as they showed up to him, he went to them like, he was like, yeah, like almost like a puppy.
A dog, yeah, yeah.
Like a puppy, you know what I mean? And then it died then from pneumonia eventually. Pretty sad.
Whales grieve. If one humpback is beached, they can hear the scientists, I mean, like if they're in the area and they have the recording equipment out. Maybe you can hear it with naked ear. Anyway, you can hear other humpback whales weeping and...
wailing.
Mourning and wailing.
And
there's like orcas have been seen, mother orca with the calf that died, like basically carrying it with it, nudging it and all this and trying to bring it back to life. And
yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, whales are highly intelligent.
People, there's other theories that he died from depression, like he was just depressed and he wasn't eating. And he, like I was saying, he had all these ulcers and stuff. That was all partly from...
It's Hollywood for you.
Being in captivity. But yeah, it's just, it's mad. It's mad. He shouldn't have been captured in the first place. Like, but
no.
Once you are captured, then it's like... The whale had Munchausen syndrome.
What's that?
When you fall in love with your captor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Stockholm syndrome. Yeah, not Munchausen syndrome. Yeah. Sorry.
Munchausen syndrome is always thinking you're sick.
Yeah.
Is it?
Like Gypsy Rose.
Yeah.
I've been watching a documentary about her on her release. Like they have a documentary crew watching her as she's released from prison, and it's only 2 episodes in now, but I'm hooked.
Yeah.
It's my trash TV.
I've been watching Gordon Ramsay's Hell's Kitchen.
Oh?
Or Kitchen Nightmares. Yeah. What are you? An idiot sandwich. 2 pieces of bread between that fucking ears, like. Here we go.
I sat up and licked my lips. Like, let's go. Did you book your honeymoon?
Yeah.
Where'd you book?
Viva la Vega. Viva la Vega.
Brad lads.
Joe, if you want to know more about this, you should be listening to the Conways.
The Conway. I know.
Every
I don't
Tuesday
even
at 1 o'clock. Look.
I listen. I enjoy.
I should listen.
Short and
this fella. Nice. It's a great insight into him.
You get mentions now and again. And
do we?
Yep. Amy does be telling tales on him.
Booked it.
You booked it.
Got a good deal. We said we'll have to jump on that now. The price will go up. Is that a myth that the price goes up?
Oh yeah.
It's just a pure panic.
Well, the demand goes up. One person buys a ticket and there's more scarcity.
It does go up.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, especially now with the Aer Lingus strike.
Yeah. We have to get fucking fly with United Airlines.
American one, yeah.
Oh, American
yeah.
Airlines, United nice. Airlines.
Yeah, they're both, yeah, yeah.
On a split fly.
Oh, where are you stopping off?
Chicago.
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 Chicago. Are you, how long are you stopping off in Chicago for? The Windy City.
2 hours or something.
Ah.
And then on to the next in Chicago to... We all love bacon. We all love bacons.
Four stop Pawn Stars. Yeah.
Ooh, here we
it's
go.
On the list. It's up there.
On the list. Yeah, you're gonna
There's
do
no
it.
List.
Aren't you?
There's no list. Yeah, yet,
but you're not gonna go and not do it.
I'm gonna take a leaf out of his book and I'm gonna do my research and book things before we go.
Yes, you should.
Some good experiences.
In fairness, that's not my book. It's Moira's book.
Moira's. But I'm gonna take out leaf out of Moira's book. And do that.
Yeah,
they're
stars.
Opening a Universal horror thing over there.
Okay.
In 25. And I'm hoping it's before May. Because I'm fucking gone.
That's just going to Universal Studios. That's not really on Moira's level of research.
Kind of is.
Do you know what Moira would do? Moira would, I tell you, isn't the Grand Canyon there, boy?
Can Moira just come in and replace you 1 week? And we just won't mention that it's not you.
Just don't even acknowledge it.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. Right.
She'd love it. Day one, helicopter flight over the Grand Canyon. Beautiful. Beautiful. Romantic. Gorgeous. You just you look over. You apparently say, you're more beautiful than this hole in the ground. She'd be like, wow, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever said.
I probably wouldn't say that.
There's a glass thing that you can walk out over the Grand Canyon, so you're just like standing over the Grand Canyon. You wouldn't be into that?
Oh yeah, fuck it.
Okay. Then hop back. Where are you staying?
The Bellagio.
Famously robbed by George Clooney.
Yeah, Ocean's 11.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Bellagio. Rolls off the tongue, very nice. The Bellagio. That's why I booked it.
When are you going?
May, next year.
I think the World Series of Poker might be on in the Bellagio, if I'm not mistaken.
That's a bad thing.
No, it's a good thing.
I don't even know how to poker.
You don't know how to poker? Just kiss her first.
I knew it was coming. You're taking that out.
It's borderline.
I think it's fine.
Is it too crude?
That was a good joke. I think you got away with it. I led you on for that one.
Okay, does it
feed you up?
There's a few cringed people out there, but other people going, legend.
Yeah, like that. Oh, brilliant, mate.
You can learn how to poker in... You can learn how to poker in like a year.
In a year?
Yeah, easy. I'll bring you down to clubs. Would you play a bit?
I'll try it, yeah.
You have to. You go to Las Vegas, you have to play a bit of poker.
Oh, no, I'd be on the fruities.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Blackjack?
No.
Roulette?
All machines.
All machines?
Yeah. Roulette, mate. Yeah, probably roulette would be fine.
Yeah, that's handy enough, isn't it?
Stick it all on red.
All on red. Every bit of it. The Bellagio, is that the one that has the water show outside? Like the fountains?
Yeah.
The fancy fountains?
Yeah.
It's like the fanciest place in Las Vegas.
It's not.
Isn't it?
The Wynn Hotel in Vegas.
Oh, the Wynn.
The Wynn.
Yeah.
W-Y-N-N-E.
Yeah.
Wynn. That's W-Y-N.
Wynn's Hotel on
Frederick Street.
Yeah.
That's that really
Abbey Street. Yeah, that one. We were looking at Caesar's Palace as well.
Oh, yeah.
But I think that's...
Did Caesar actually stay here?
Yeah. A bit dated, like. Same with MGM and all. It's very dated looking.
I mean, it's Las Vegas. It's all...
Yeah.
It's all dated.
And Tupac was shot in Vegas.
Did you go for
the... Are you going to go and see where it happened?
I am.
Is that like an X on the road, like JFK?
Probably. I'm going to go to that sphere.
Are you? Roy C. No?
Probably 180... For a ticket or something like that.
You should go to see like Britney Spears or something. She's still doing...
Oh, she's Vegas. Very much not doing anything.
Is she not?
No.
Well, who's in Las Vegas? Who's doing a residency?
Adele.
Yeah, Adele. Yeah, you go see her.
Bruno Mars, probably.
Like, you miss Frank Sinatra. They're now a blues singer.
I'd probably just go to a tribute act to him.
Yeah.
Sure, there's some of them and some Elvis ones.
I think there's a UFO.
Conversation, a little more action.
I think on the outskirts of Las Vegas, there's a UFO cult.
Amy would fucking love that.
You should go there and stay the night there. One night in this UFO cult.
We're losing out on the Bellagio.
Fuck it. You get to see aliens.
True. We're getting remarried after being married 3 days in the Whitechapel.
Nice.
For the photos.
Oh yeah.
The Raelians. Is that how you mean, Joe? They are in Las Vegas. Raelianism is a UFO movement founded in the 1970s. It's considered a new religious movement, which is a nice way of saying cult.
Yep.
Its general belief is that an alien species known as the Elohim created humanity using advanced technology. So it believes there's no God, and these aliens, the Elohim, have been historically mistaken for gods by various civilizations throughout the history of humanity. These boys are in Vegas. You'll be in Vegas.
I have to go.
You have to go.
You have to go along to one
of their
seminars or whatever.
Bring the mics and record.
I'd be disappointed if you didn't go check that out for one day. Just chat to a few lads up there. Say, he's all right in the head.
Like, what's going on?
He's up here in the Bleeding Hills. There's loads of stuff going on down there. Gaffs and all.
I'll walk up wearing a t-shirt with Jesus on it.
And they'll say, hey, my friend, come here. This guy is an alien. Jesus Christ is not a human being.
And then I'll never be seen again.
He'd be part of the Raelian cult.
Imagine. Imagine just never came back and I was just a part of that.
I wouldn't be disappointed. I'd be jealous. I met the Pope before.
Sure you did.
Good mates, me and the Pope. On my honeymoon, I went to the Amalfi Coast. God, it's the most beautiful place in the world. And then we went up to Rome. And while we were in Rome, once a year, the Pope has this event for newlyweds, Sposo Novelli. And if you're married within 2 weeks or 3 weeks of that event happening, you get to go up, because he says Mass every Sunday. You get to go up on stage with the Pope, dressed in your wedding outfit. So I was in my wedding suit and Maura was in our bride's dress. We brought that with us.
See,
so hang on.
So I tell this after 159.
This is 156.
He's never asked.
So you...
How are you, Joe? Did you ever meet the Pope?
This is a big part of your honeymoon.
This was a big part of the honeymoon. I mean, it was a happy coincidence, but it was...
It wasn't a coincidence if you brought your wedding gear.
Yeah. No, we knew... Like, it was a coincidence that it was on the same time. We did know that it was happening, but...
You were on a stage with the Pope when he...
On stage in the Vatican.
How many people got that opportunity on the... Everyone? Anyone?
There was about 30 people on stage with him.
And...
So 15 couples.
Many people watching on? Thousands?
Hundreds. Maybe thousands, yeah.
So only 30 of you on stage with the Pope?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And how did you get that opportunity to do that?
That's what they do, but it's run through like an American organisation, and because Maura's American, we had to have an interview in Rome with some priests, like to see that we were legitimate, and Maura has an American passport, she brought an American passport, and they organised for us through that church. And
did he shake your hand?
Yeah, he came over and shook our hands and touched us and threw holy water on us, and we had stuff with us as well, so if he touched that then it's blessed. It's like Ardal O'Hanlon and all the comedians went over to meet him, Jimmy Kimmel and stuff like that recently, last week, and they all just went over and shook his hand, but Ardal like brought two things with him, so when he touches that they become a relic when he dies and becomes a saint, if he becomes a saint. So yeah, I went over to meet the Pope for, which means also, no matter what I do in life, I get into heaven directly.
Oh, that's handy.
Yeah.
Oh, so you can do anything?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. That what you say?
And the same with the Camino de Santiago. So I have two passes into heaven because I've done the Camino.
Here's one.
Does that give you a pass to heaven?
Straight to heaven. Oh. With that one in particular. Usually it's like three other pilgrimages. You have to do three pilgrimages or one Camino de Santiago.
Were you ever in Lourdes?
I was never in Lourdes, no. I never...
Maybe you met the, like, shook the Pope's hand and kept it from us for, like, a couple of years now.
I thought I told you that, no?
That's weird.
Yeah.
That you didn't tell us.
And we probably talked about the Pope before.
I think I did, because for a long time, if you go on Google Images and then you go to Rome and you go to just outside the Vatican, you can see me and Maura walking up the road in our wedding dress. Well, I wasn't in the wedding dress. Me and the Sue, her in her wedding dress.
Right now you can see that?
I don't know. It's gone now, I think.
I used to be on Google Maps.
Oh, you can go through the years. I'd say you can go onto it now and you can see it. Yeah, you can see it now.
What am I looking up?
Google Maps.
Where can I see you on Google Maps?
Google Earth.
I used to be on Google Maps. Oh, Google Earth or whatever it is.
Where?
Google Earth, I mean, sorry. Google Earth. On my road. I actually remember the van being there with the fucking thing on top of it. The
ball on it, yeah.
It's well updated by now. Like.
How is it?
But you can go through the years.
Can you?
I think so, yeah. I think you can.
Oh, there's the wall, yeah.
Let me see that.
Zoom in.
Can you go into that? Zoom into on him.
Is that you?
No, that's not him.
That could be him. That could be me there.
Skinny little fella back then, weren't you?
Skinny little fella back then, weren't you?
You were here, you were.
I don't know if that's me.
I don't think that's you.
No.
No?
Too skinny. I was never that fucking skinny. I wish.
So yeah, I got to meet the Pope. Good man. He was a good man. I mean, the Pope.
Was he sound?
Sound enough. Couldn't speak the English.
What Pope was it?
The Argentinian one. Francis. Is it Pope Francis? But then he came over to Ireland and I was like, oh, fuck's sake.
Would have seen him here.
I loved the interview with your woman outside the food bank at the Capuchin Centre, the homeless centre. And she's like, oh, I only said, how are you to him? And I said, gracias, because I don't speak any Spanish.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was brilliant. Gold. And then he went to Crow Park. I went to Crow Park and then he done a mass in Crow Park as well.
You're a big Pope fan, so are you?
I'd be a big fan.
Do you have any Pope merch?
I have like a little holy water font in me hall. There's nothing in it though. No holy water in it.
It's just the shape of the Pope.
No, it's not the shape of the Pope, but I don't have any pictures or anything.
My nanny loved Pope John Paul II.
I was going to ask, do you have a favourite Pope? The way a lot of people...
Pope John Paul II.
He'd be the big one now, wouldn't he?
Yeah. We'll have an Irish Pope soon. Can you put bets on?
I'm sure one of the betting companies would take them.
Oh,
It'd be good to have an English-speaking Pope. You can understand the masses.
Hit an all-time record during the week.
In what?
The most money on the bottle returns game.
While I was looking up Joe and the orangutan earlier, I ended up on a subreddit that basically they try and they ask hypothetical questions, and that the question there was a man versus an orangutan. I had another little look around some of the other things that are on there, and this is an interesting one. It's a good hypothetical. So you're sent back in time to September 4th, 2001. Could you stop 9/11? So here's the conditions. You are the age you were in 2001, but you have your current knowledge. So you are, what age are you?
11? I'd be 11.
10.
So you're sent back in time to the age that you're at in New York City.
No. So you're sent back in time to Joe McGuckin, September 4th, 2001.
Right. But
you have your mind and the knowledge that September 11th is coming. You have 1 week for people to take.
I have a week?
11-year-old from Dunstreet Flats. 11-year-old Joe McGuckin from Dunstreet Flats starts telling people, in 1 week, they're going to crash planes into the World Trade Center in America and change the world for the worse, forever. We got to stop this. How do you get everyone to listen to you in that week?
I mean, I'd call the police. I'd call the...
As an 11-year-old.
I feel like if you did it too far in advance, I think I'd just kill time. I'd kill time and then wait until the day before, and then I'd call the fire brigade and I'd say, hey, I'm going to fly a plane into... Or maybe I'd call the airport and I'd say, hey, I'm going to fly a plane, or I know a bunch of guys are going to fly a plane into the World Trade Centers from... wherever they left from, Chicago, I think. And then they'd be like, shut the fuck up, kid. And then I'd be like, all right, fair enough. Do you know what else I would have done? When the planes went into the buildings, everyone was told to stay calm, relax, nothing's wrong, everything is fine. So they were just sitting at their desks and everything, like, until the first one came down, like, because they were told to just stay there. They weren't being told to, like, evacuate or anything like that. They're like, relax, you know what I mean? The fire will be poured out, it's fine. There was even, like, when you come down the tower, there's like a Starbucks there, and even though the building was on fire and planes had gone into it, there was big long queues going into the Starbucks, and the staff in the Starbucks were still working there, and the building came down and they were all killed because they were waiting on a fucking coffee. Isn't that mad?
What the fuck? Mental.
And they were, so
what did they know in them moments? Like, what were they just like oblivious?
No, it was like, oh, a plane went into it, but they didn't think that the building was going to fall. They just thought, fuck, that's a bleeding mad thing that happened. Like, I'm sure they were scared and frightened and everything, but they were out, they were safe as far as they were concerned, and they wanted the coffee. And like, the staff and Starbucks were told to just keep serving, like, everything is fine, everything's under control. No one expected the towers to come down. Even the fire brigades went into the towers to put the fire out. Like, it's mad. So if I could go back in time, I would say to people, get out now, like, get it. Like, if they didn't take me word and the planes went in, I'd be like, lads, get the fuck out. Like, you've 40 minutes to get out before this bleeding building comes down. Don't stop for the coffee. Actually, you're shut 11.
You're 11, yeah. You're 11. 11-year-old job. Yeah, now, in fairness, it's you, so you look at about 18.
No, 21.
21, yeah.
A bit of authority as an 11-year-old. Boys, get the fuck out. Who's this little Irish scrawny dope?
Why is he here?
Get the fuck out of my way, kid. All right, fuck you then.
Don't believe me. You'll see. Watch.
It's always interesting to see how, if you could go back in time, how you could stop any kind of disaster. Because if you have foresight of it, you'd just be seen as nutcase.
Psycho.
Like, if someone burst in here and said, there's a bomb downstairs, it's going to blow up in an hour. You'd be like, how the fuck do you know? I seen it in a dream. You'd be like, all right, mate.
Because we're talking about it and someone did that now, I'd go.
Would you leave?
Yeah.
But what if Alan said, no, sit down, relax?
I'd say, I'm not taking chances on this one.
I feel like you might do something to financially gain from this awful tragedy.
I'd stick a bet on. I'd like go to Paddy Power and say, hey, you're taking bets on planes being flown into buildings? He'd be like, yeah, whatever, mate. 100,000.
After the first one, you go in and be like, what odds another one within the hour?
What are the chances? How about the Pentagon guys, huh?
Would you do anything differently to his general approach to saving the world?
I mean, it's fucking hard for an 11-year-old to be taken serious, I mean, like, you know that way. So I'd probably just, like, take me top off and run around and just start screaming that this plane's going to go in the building. And hopefully that they'd take me word for it.
Yeah.
So you're here. You're in Dublin, oh, yeah?
Can you not be in New York?
Well, you have 7 days to get there, but you're 11 years old.
The question's not really clear on this, but I wonder, how long do I have to prepare for going back in time? Because if you give me even a couple of hours, I'd look up things that happened. So we get there on the 4th, look up things that happened on the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th. And then every day, you know, listen, lads, this is going to happen. And they'd laugh at you. And then you go, well, I'm telling you, tomorrow this is going to happen. And it would happen.
Oh, yeah.
And the next day, that's going to happen. And when you're on a hot streak of 4 or 5 days, maybe they connect you to the World Trade Center.
What was the security like before that?
Compared to now, it was much more lax.
Was it just...
They were able to bring knives onto the plane. I think it was almost like getting a train. Not quite, but it wasn't far off. Do what you want, really.
What else can you
do? The cockpit wasn't locked.
You could bring on any liquid you want.
Oh, yeah.
As much toothpaste as you wanted.
It's mad.
Big 3-litre bottle of Country Spring. Nobody can stop you.
Imagine me in a 3-litre bottle of Country Spring onto an international, fucking national flight.
Now if they go to fucking Pennies and buy all the tubes for your bleeding.
And put them in a bag for some reason. Yeah. What the fuck is that going to do if it's C4? So you take your top off and just run around.
Yeah, fuck it, yeah. Do a few bets.
The world is in safe hands.
I'll do a few bets. I don't know. I'd try something anyway, but I don't know what that is.
If I was 11, I'd go to the police and say I was kidnapped. And I'd give the names of them and their addresses to all on public record there. And then they'd say, what the fuck? We need to go arrest these people now. And that would stop the flights being hijacked by them. How about that?
Not bad.
You having some of that?
That's better. That's decent.
And then, oh, then you couldn't stick a bet on them.
Don't mind the bets. You never say God damn butch or some sham. Never say oh, the man. People just tell me who I am. Check that out on Spotify.
Bit of collie.
Bit of collie, it's I'm done.
Was I telling you I'm going to Taylor Swift?
Are you?
And if you're going to Taylor Swift, you have to dress up as someone from a Taylor Swift. We don't have to.
Yeah. Who said you have to? Who told you that now?
Moira.
The Swifters.
Moira's a Swifty.
Oh, is that what they're called? Swifties?
Moira's a Swifty. A nifty Swifty.
Little Swifter.
And she's insisting that I dress up.
As what?
Well, at first she wanted me to dress up as like a ghost because in one of the music videos they wear bed sheets and they're dressed up as ghosts. But I'm like, how do you even drink a pot? I'm not fucking putting a blade in. I'm not doing that.
Is this just Moira's idea or is everyone doing it?
Apparently they all do that. They dress up as their version of Tay Tay. So I'm dressing up as the man, which I'm assuming you won't get the reference to, but it's basically Taylor Swift dressed up as a man in a tennis outfit. So it's like white t-shirt, white bandana, white wristband and shorts.
Are you doing this?
Yeah.
You don't have to.
I know, but you know what, man? I fucking turned down so much shit that she wanted to do and I don't particularly want to do this.
The Bridgerton thing seemed more acceptable than dressing up as...
More acceptable?
Yeah.
Than dressing up as a tennis player?
But you're dressing up as a like a version of Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
At a Taylor Swift concert with lots of other
kids.
Swifties.
Kids.
Yeah. This gig is on in Croker.
3 weeks in the Diva.
And everyone's going to know.
Diva, sorry, yeah.
Who was there that you dressed up as the...
So you're going to travel all the way from Coolock to Lansdowne Road.
Dressed as a fucking agent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, at least the Fetes Galantes, at least that was like you were away at a kind of a resort thing, weren't you?
Yeah.
You were living with the other people. It was
a palace in Versailles.
You didn't have to mingle with the normies. Definitely I think it might be worse.
Worse?
Than the
Fetes Galantes?
Yeah.
What was that again? The Fete Galante.
That's your Bridgerton one.
The Bridgerton thing, yeah.
Fete Galante.
Fete Galante, lads.
Yeah, a fucking... I don't know. Is it worse? Because it's dressed up as a tennis guy. It's not the worst. At least if I did the ghost one, no one would see who I was because I'd have a sheet over me. But then I just would be very uncomfortable.
Warm.
Yeah.
Do you like her? Do you like her
Taylor
music?
Swift.
Are you more into her?
I hate her music. I think it's crap. I was sitting down last night.
Does Maura love her?
Maura likes her a lot.
Does she, yeah?
Loves her, yeah. She's our favourite. Taylor Swift is her favourite. And I was playing on the guitar. I was playing Champagne Problems, song that she has.
Okay.
And then she says, oh, do you know this song, The Man? And then I'm like, yeah, it's literally the same four chords. Like 80% of our songs are the same four chords. She is crap. Taylor Swift is crap.
Oh. Good singer, though.
Not really. Not really. She's popular because of like the tiff between Kanye West and with Beyonce and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
No.
Yeah.
That's not why she's popular.
It is. She went into a shell then, and then her album, the next album, was
going to
look a fuck you.
You just can't bear to believe someone might be successful because they're good at something. There always has to be an ulterior motive, doesn't there? There always has to be something else going on.
Taylor Swift
couldn't possibly be what we think or what they appear to be.
Get them on.
There's no one with any musical knowledge that can listen to Taylor Swift and say, that is the greatest song I've ever heard in my entire life.
Why does it have to be the greatest song? Why can't it just be a good song?
Because she's the biggest selling musical artist in like history.
You said the greatest. What do you think is the greatest song?
Of all time?
Yeah.
Fuck. Like Beethoven or something like that. Like he created music that you'd and entire symphonies. He wrote music. Masterpieces. That's what he wrote.
If he was alive now, would you go see him?
Oh, yeah. If I could go back in time, I'd like to go see Beethoven.
But instead, you have to go see Taylor Swift and dress as a tennis player.
Saying in the street, that's a knockout. Shut up.
That song's not bad. That's not a bad song.
And I'm just like, damn, it's 7 a.m.
Nice.
Do you like that?
Yeah, 10, 7 a.m.
Ah, yeah.
What am I looking up?
Seahorse giving birth to 2,000 babies.
Oh, I don't want to see it. Look it. Just look. The amount of them.
I've gone a big fan of the mussels, lads.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I've gone a big fan of the mussels. I was out in the hut and I
is
got
that because we were talking about fish the whole time.
I think it's because you were specifically talking about mussels.
So you went and picked mussels?
No, I didn't pick mussels.
Oh, you bought the mussels in the fish shop?
No, restaurant. Just went and
I
got them.
I do get the mussels and duns. Oh, can't be that and a bit of ray.
Oh. Speaking of fish.
Oh, nice. Bit of ray.
Not ray. Eels. Sarah wrote to us, and I wanted to use this now instead of in the listener questions, because I had to go off and actually read up and make sure what was in here was correct, because it's pretty interesting. So Sarah's from Crumlin, who tells us she was too busy listening to the podcast to study for the Leaving Cert. So she wants a job at Go Loud.
Oh, did she send a CV? What's her skills?
So Sarah says, did you know eels are the only animal that humans don't know where they came from? I can't be sure that's true, but bear with us. Eels have no reproductive organs. However, once every year, every eel in the world, the every year bit is
go
true.
Go to the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah. Regardless of whether they're from Europe or elsewhere.
The Liffey.
They all travel to the Bermuda Triangle. Scientists have put eels in captivity, and whenever this time of year occurs, the eels swim in the direction of the Bermuda Triangle. There's a theory 65 million years ago when the dinosaurs were made extinct by a meteorite, that the same meteorite is where eels came from, meaning they are potentially aliens. There's also a theory that octopuses are aliens, although I'm not too sure about this theory. There's truth, and some of this I don't think is proven, but Sarah's point that they're not really sure where eels come from is true. That's pretty interesting. So I looked this up then. So for a long time, people thought eels would, like, they'd catch them in rivers, lakes, the sea. They also caught them, and they couldn't understand this, in like a pond that dried out and refilled every year. So ponds, lakes, whatever, that would dry out in the summer and they refill. And somehow there's eels there again next year. Like they shouldn't have been able to survive when it dried out. They also noticed that eels didn't seem to have any reproductive organs. No ovaries, no testicles, no eggs. No eggs. And they were never observed to mate. They never ever saw eels mating. Scientists are watching them saying they don't mate, so how are there more eels showing up? So
like gremlins.
Big questions, like where do they come from? The ancient Egyptians, Joe, big fan of theirs.
Your mate.
Big fan, yeah.
They believed eels were produced by the sun warming up the Nile.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Aristotle, he thought that eels emerged spontaneously from mud and rainwater. So a bit of rain, bit of mud, there's your eels. Some people thought the eels developed when older eels would rub up against rocks and like some of their skin or whatever would peel off and that would then become a new eel.
What the bloody hell.
Yep. And there were, as late as the 1860s, there were some that insisted that eels began their lives as beetles who then went into the rivers and lakes and became eels. And most people in England, most people thought eels were born when hairs from horses' tails fell into the water. And they will become eels.
That's cute.
Yeah.
So,
hell stuff.
This is the kind of mid-19th century. This is the general belief on where eels come from. In 1876, Sigmund Freud, and only 19 years old, he becomes obsessed with finding out what's going on with eels. He'd go to the port. There was a seaside town near where he lived. He'd go to the port. He would buy eels by the dozens. And then he would spend an entire day from 8 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock at night. He'd take 1 hour off for lunch. He would spend the entire day dissecting all the eels he'd bought, trying to find testicles.
Freud?
Yeah.
He's a fucking weirdo, though.
Jeffrey Dahmer. Trying to see if he had balls.
Yeah. Couldn't find any. Then in 1904, there's a Danish man Johannes Schmidt becomes obsessed with answering this question. Leaves the family in Copenhagen, sets out to search the seas for tiny eels. He wants to find baby eels because they haven't found them before. For 7 years, he travels around the coasts of Europe trying to find some, but he can only find bigger larvae. So he's not finding the tiny, tiny. What would you need to find like absolute baby eels?
Like a tadpole.
Yeah. After another 3 years then, he enlisted shipping companies to drag nets through the North Atlantic to try and catch baby eels. Finally, 19 years after he started his mission, he announced that the eels were breeding in a certain area situated in the Western Atlantic, which is kind of the Bermuda Triangle, northeast of the West Indies, a place called the Sargasso Sea. The Sargasso Sea. That's where he figured out, which was correct.
All of them, the world's eels. All of them.
So that was discovered in 1923.
That is fucking weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
So since then, 1923, since then, they know where they're going to, right? So then they do the experiments like they would, they put GPS trackers on them to follow them here, see if they can figure out what's going on. They dropped microphones into the water. They opened up the stomachs of predators, all this stuff. And yet nobody has ever seen eels mating.
Ever. That is absolutely mad. Yeah.
It's bizarre. So, instead of sticking a tracker on, they just stick a little GoPro on baby one. Forever. Or like the Ray-Ban glasses.
So they're not saying when they go there, but they all go there and then they just disappear.
So this is what we now know with the life cycle of eels. In the last only, I think, year or two, they've actually started to figure this out. The Sargasso Sea, that's where all the eel eggs hatch. And it's there you get, they're in like transparent larvae, like fish eggs. They look like, yeah, leaves with like tiny fish heads stuck on them. Those tiny little larvae then travel for thousands of miles on the Atlantic currents, and they arrive on the shores of Europe. Then when they hit the shore here, they transform into like kind of like the size of a shoelace, what they're known as glass eels. So it's like a young eel, but I think it's kind of transparent and very, very small. Then they go into, they hang around the shallow coastal seas. They start to change colour, get a bit darker. They become yellow eels and get a bit bigger. And then they migrate into rivers and into lakes. For decades then, they'll stay in the rivers and the lakes. And eventually, then change colour again and they get bigger again. This is after decades. They become a metre long and they become silver. And that's the final life stage. Then, I don't know how long they stay as the silver eel, but then they make the trip back. So they swim all the way back across the Atlantic to the Sargasso Sea. The eel's stomach dissolves, so it travels the entire way just on its fat reserves. And really? They didn't grow testicles until they were almost back to the Bermuda Triangle.
And that's where they do the riding?
Yep. And then in 2022, scientists track silver eels going back to the spawning grounds. And, well, the way they do the riding is, like a lot of fish, females release millions of eggs and then externally the males fertilise them. So they don't actually...
Don't even get their rocks off.
So...
They do in their own way.
Oh, yeah.
Somehow.
They're endangered now, anyway.
Are they?
Yeah. Because they're finding it harder and harder to get back from the lakes to the ocean.
They're all hiding.
Lots of things. Climate change, dams being built on rivers that they have to get back down and all this stuff. Anyway, so thank you for the tip off, Sarah, from Crumlin.
That's mad.
I was impressive. Completely unaware of that.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's loads more to know about it, but that's interesting, anyway.
That was good, wasn't it?
I enjoyed myself, yeah. That was good.
It's a long album, okay. Talking about Wales, the Pope, all of that.
You just never know where it's going to go, do you?
Cards, soccer cards.
Soccer cards, yeah. Your mad hobbies, Pokemon Go. Stop the lights.
Another podcast, you only get one of them in an episode. One topic like that. But we'll give you all of them. And that's why some of the episodes are shy and the others are good.
This podcast is kind of like a cards pack. You just don't know what you could get gold.
Yeah.
You could just get like
a base.
McTominay.
Maybe pretty good.
Would he be one?
Maybe a base.
Yeah, base. Base, 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 base. Thanks very much for listening. Talk to you next week.
I'll see you then, folks.